Hello, and welcome to the Say It Out Loud podcast. I am your host, Christine Daynard, and the goal of this podcast is to encourage you to live your best and most authentic life by digging deeper and finding connection through vulnerability. I believe we have been taught that vulnerability is a weakness, when in fact, it is our superpower. In this space, I will share personal stories and conversations with others so you can be empowered by their strength and inspired to take action in your own life. Thank you so much for being here. Now let's get started. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. I'm here with you. It's Christine, and it is a solo episode today. So welcome back. And the very first thing I want to say is just thank you. Thank you for being here. It means so much to me that so many of you choose to come back time and time again. And if this is your first time being here and someone shared this podcast episode with you, or however you happen to stumble upon it, I hope that you'll go back and listen to some other episodes. It's really been an amazing space to share. And I have had the pleasure of interviewing so many different people from mostly my region and surrounding region here in the Waterloo region in Ontario, and getting to know people's stories. And what's been really great about this space, this Say It Out Loud podcast, is that here we are sharing our stories and our experiences so that other people will feel less alone, so that you listening to this can find yourself in other people's stories, so that you can think to yourself or know in your heart that you're not the only one out there who's struggling. You're not the only one out there who's experienced that thing. You're not the only one out there who does things differently. You're not the only one out there who has different ideas. And so this space is really here to say it out loud, to talk about the things that no one talks about. And I really, really created this space so that we could come together and connect. You know, I find that connection in the world that we're in today is so hard to come by. And, you know, connection is fulfillment. And so many of us are living lives that are not fulfilled. You know, we go, we punch the clock, we come home, we do the chores, we make the dinner, you know, we watch a show, and we go to bed, and we do it all over again the next day. And there's nothing wrong with doing that, but it means that we're on autopilot. It means that we're just going by and we're doing the thing from day in and day out without really experiencing life, without really tapping into joy, without really finding true connection with people that are so close to us. You know, in this world of technology, things have changed so much. And everybody shares, you know, the highlight reel. They share all the greatest things that have happened in their lives, their greatest accomplishments, the awesome moments. But of course, no one's sharing the things that they struggle with. No one's sharing the things that have challenged them. No one's sharing the hurdles that they've overcome, or seldomly people share those things. And so often what's happening is that people are watching all of these amazing things happen to people, and they think somehow that they're less than. Somehow their struggles are not being experienced by other people. And what no one's sharing is that in order to get to those things that they are, would say maybe are achievements or things that they're proud of, are not moments that have come easily oftentimes, that there's been the struggle underneath, and that they're choosing to not share that part and just show the highlight, which makes the rest of us feel like we must be doing something wrong. But here's the thing. You're here. You're human. You're doing nothing wrong. You're just living your life. And here's the thing. You know, none of us really have it figured out. None of us. We're human beings. We're literally taking one step in front of the other every single day, and none of us know what we're doing. So if you feel like you're one of the ones who hasn't figured it out yet, and you feel like you're somehow behind, I am here to tell you right now that you are not. You are right exactly where you're meant to be. Because listen, there might be ideals and expectations out in the world, in society, about what we're supposed to do while we're here, how we're supposed to go about achieving it, and what steps we're supposed to take to get there. But listen, that might be a norm that's been created, but it's certainly not the norm for everyone. And I would say more people than not don't actually fit into that norm and really have this desire in their heart to do things differently, but are often too afraid to do or say things differently because people don't do that, right? So this is a space that I created to be a safe space, to be able to share whatever's on your heart, and for us to talk about the things that are real, and for us to talk about the things that other people aren't talking about, so you can feel less alone. And so I'm so glad that you're here and you're sharing in this space with me. And I wanted to share with you some really exciting news, because this is kind of a big deal. This podcast, the Say It Out Loud podcast, I just got notified in the last couple of days that has now reached 5,000 downloads. Now, are you knowing what to do with that number? I didn't really know what to do with that number. I don't know how good or not good that is. Here's all I know. Here's all I know. I'm excited that 5,000 people chose to hit the play button. 5,000 plays in this podcast. 5,000 times people chose to hit the play button and listen to my stories and to the stories of the guests that are coming, have come on the show, people that want to connect and hear stories so they can see themselves through other people and know that they're not alone in what they're experiencing. For inspiration, for ideas, for feeling that connection. That's why people come here. And, you know, it's funny validation, right? It's like, woo, 5,000 downloads. That's amazing. Like, I feel somehow validated that what I'm doing is the right thing. I try to look at it more like I'm excited that 5,000 times this podcast got played. And I'm excited that people want to show up here time and time again, because that number shows me that people are listening, that people are connecting, and they want to be here to connect. And that we're doing something right. Something is happening here. Something that started for me as a heart fart. And yes, I call it a heart fart, not a brain fart, that led me to start this podcast in the first place. Something about it is connecting with you and it's reaching you. And so I absolutely, from the bottom of my heart, want to thank you so much for being here, for sharing this space with me, and for sharing in the laughter and the tears and all the things that have happened in this space. And, you know, I know I really share my full heart here. And I know a lot of my guests have come in here and shared their full heart too. And I just love this connection we've been able to make with each other without really even knowing each other sometimes, you know? I think it's really beautiful. Hey, I'm just going to interrupt this episode right here for a second, because I want to invite you to join me in the Joy Project community. It's a place where me and a sisterhood of women are building meaningful connections with each other, where we don't feel the need to hold back or put on our best face. We just show up as we are. It's a place to be encouraged to say the things out loud, to build your confidence, to learn about yourself, and learn how to lean into your authenticity. It might be time for you to consider joining us. If you're feeling the pull for deeper connections, you want to have more honest conversations, and find a place you belong simply by being you. We meet online every week, and we host an in-person social once every few months within the Waterloo region. So if you're feeling the pull to be a part of a group of women who are leaning in to focus on the good, to see life with a half cup full perspective and lifting each other up, this just might be what you've been looking for. Learn more and join us by visiting itsmechristinedee.ca/community. I really can't wait to see you in there. And I think the other part that I really wanted to share with you today, and when I said short episode, I'm telling you, this is going to be a real shorty. You probably looked at the number beside it when you looked to play the button and were like, wait a second, it's only that length? Christine normally talks for way longer than that, but I'm not going to today. So the one thing though that I wanted to really bring your attention to is this. When I started this podcast, it was, like I said, a heart fart. It wasn't something that I decided that I was going to do and I could see the big picture in. It wasn't because I was running a business and that the podcast would somehow align itself well and it could attract me more clients. It wasn't because of anything other than I just knew it was the right step for me. I had left my former business behind in December of 2022, and by February, I was ready to put my voice out there and start sharing some of my heart and the hearts of other people. And that's what I started to do, because I knew that by using my voice, I could help reach more people. I could help other people see that they didn't need to feel alone in what they were feeling and that they're not the only one experiencing what they're experiencing. And so that's ultimately why I wanted to start sharing. It wasn't for an ulterior motive. It wasn't for anything else. It was simply to put it out there, start the conversations, and make it a normal thing to talk about things that mean something, you know? And so because of that, it's offered me this opportunity to share my voice. And by sharing my voice, it's also inspired me to do a couple of other things that weren't my intention when I started here, right? My intention was, like I just said, to come here, share stories. Let's normalize the anti-normal, right? Those things that we feel guilt and shame about or weird about or feel embarrassed about or feel like a failure about. No, like none of those things. We're all human. We're all doing the shit. We're all doing crazy shit. None of us know what we're doing. None of us are where we thought we would be. None of us have reached the expectations that we had for ourselves in every pocket of life. Like it's not real, all of that stuff, right? It's like, this is a space where we talk about real things. And as a result of having this space to use my voice, it was like I realized inside of me that there was a way that I could help more people, that I could help by becoming a coach for women and helping them realize that there's more to them than the day in and day out, the drudge of the things that they're doing, that there's more inside of them that they really want to do, and that I help them build their confidence and find that thing and start sharing whatever that thing is. That's a big piece of what I started to do. And another part is I created a community where women come together and they, you know, share in a space that is built for community and is built for connection and allows us to take something like this podcast and the conversations and sort of like lessons and things that we learn or share or talk about in here into that space. And we kind of blow them up a little bit in there. We talk about things that matter and we're there to support each other and laugh together and do fun things together. And it's sort of like this really cool sisterhood where we're able to do that. And so I'm sharing about that because these 5,000 episodes have given me the courage to do things that I never dreamt of doing before. I never even saw myself doing those things before. In fact, I had this huge like anti-coach thing in my body. I don't know. I think at one point I must have met somebody who was a coach that rubbed me the wrong way. And I just sort of identified coaches as these pushy people who take everybody's money and force them into, you know, doing this thing and charging them all this money to like basically not bring them any success or results from the work that they did with them. It was all a smoke show. That's kind of what I thought a coach would be. And so it never even crossed my peripheral that that's something I wanted to do. And it wasn't until I did a little bit of personal work and I worked with a coach myself, funny enough. And because I met somebody who when I connected with her, I was like, oh my gosh, I'd love to like, you know, pick your brain and learn from you. And then I started doing that by hiring her as my coach. And my whole perspective of coaching completely changed because I realized that although there are some people out there who are doing it in a maybe different kind of way, sort of like that shady sort of way, there are people that do that in every possible career, right? And everything that's out there, there's always the people that are out there to just take people. And then there are people like me who actually just really want to help people. People like my coach who really just want to help people. Man, the impact that she made on my life was huge. So I realized that that's what part of what I wanted to do and continue to help people. But I wouldn't have realized that if I hadn't started this podcast. So this isn't like look at all these things that I'm doing. That's not what I'm trying to share here. What I'm trying to say is that I didn't have a big picture outlook exactly. I didn't know what this was going to look like. I knew that I was closing my business because I was burnt out and I was done in it and I knew that it was done with me and I didn't know what I was going to do next. And I knew I needed to take some time for me to figure it out, to get curious about it, to get curious about my life, to tap back into me and realize what it was that I wanted to do. How I wanted to impact the world, how I wanted to show up for people, and how I wanted to show up for myself. And then that turned into the podcast, which then has trickled effect into all these other things, which is also leading to public speaking, which is also leading to all these different things. So I share that with you because you don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to have the plan. You don't have to live the life like other people live it. You are not a failure if you haven't achieved a certain level of success by the definition of society yet. Listen to me. You are human. You are moving one step in front of the other. You want more for yourself. You keep trying. That's making it, if you ask me. And if you have the courage to step outside of what you know and to take a step into the unknown and do something different, wow, that's awesome too. But you are doing an amazing job. and you don't have to know what the outcome is. So listen to me. If you have something that's on your heart, you have some kind of heart fart of your own, and you just want to take it and do something with it, but you have no idea how to start. You have no idea what the purpose is. You feel kind of silly doing it. You're not sure if you've got it in you to do it. Listen to me. Just start. You don't have to have it figured out. You will sort it out as you move through it. It will become something different. As this space will continue to evolve, you will continue to evolve in whatever it is that you choose to do. And that one step in doing something that your heart calls you to do can lead you to the next thing. And then it just kind of creates a life of its own. Next thing you know, opportunities and different things pop up all around you. Do you know why? Because you're not got your nose stuck in the plan about what's next. You're up and you're living and you're soaking it in and you're living your life the way that you want to live it and doing something that you want to do. And then all of these other things start to show up for you. Otherwise, you may have missed them because you were focused on how you were supposed to do it. You missed out on all this stuff in the peripheral. No way. Not you. You're going to take a step. You're going to lean into your courage and you're going to start doing that thing. And no matter how small or big it is, because it's going to help you and it's going to help other people. And if it's in you to give, if it's in you to do, if it keeps coming back to you and reminding you that it's there and it's of interest, it keeps, that's your dream. That's for you. That's not for anybody else, right? It's for you. If it keeps coming back to you, it's for you. And the last thing I want to say is, if you have people in your life who don't understand what your dream is, what this heart fart of yours is, they don't understand it. They don't see the picture. They don't have your vision. They tell you it's dumb. They tell you it's silly. They tell you don't bother. It's not going to go anywhere. You're not cut out for that. Whatever it is, first of all, the very first thing I would actually say is just don't share it with people. Share it with somebody who you can actually trust in and who's going to be your cheerleader. And if you need someone, please call me because I will be your cheerleader. I will remind you that you've got power within you to do whatever it is that you want. But please don't listen to the naysayers around you. Find and surround yourself with the people that are going to cheer you on. And you know what? You might try something and it might not work out. But you know what it might do? Take you to the next step. Take you to the next best thing. When I sit and I look back at all the things that I have been through, the things I've tried, the careers I've gotten involved in, the different things that have happened in my life, in the moments that all of those things were happening, I thought I'd never get through it. I thought I'd never turn out to be something. I thought I'd never, you know, make it in any way. And now I look back on all the versions of me that I have been before. And they would all be so proud of the woman I've become. They never imagined it. They never knew it was happening. But it happened because I took all of those steps along the way. And I tried different things. And each one of those steps led me to today. So I have every amount of gratefulness to send back to every version of myself that has ever existed. And I'd love for you to do the same. You may not have loved the times that you were in. They may have been really hard times in your past. But you know what? You're here right now. You are here right now. And I want you to thank that previous and previous versions of you who got you here today. She deserves your love. You deserve your love, and you deserve to move forward in whatever way your heart desires you to move forward. Nobody knows what's right for you except for you. The amount of people in my life that have told me that I was crazy, that I shouldn't do it, that it would be a failure, etc., etc., etc. Every time now I hear those types of things from people, now, mind you, I've learned to not tell people what I'm planning to do, or I certainly don't ask for their opinion. I just tell them it's happening. Is that the more resistance I get from the people around me, the more I realize I'm onto something. the more that the people around me that resist my ideas, my excitement, my creativity, the next thing that I want to do, if they keep resisting, it means I'm on the right track. Because what I'm creating is different and what you can create is different too. So I'm going to leave you with that. It may not be a podcast for you, but whatever it is going to lead you to the next thing. It is going to help you open doors. And you know what? It's going to take me a while to build this new business. Sure. Absolutely it will. But here's the thing. I know that I'm using my voice for good. I know my intention is good. I know that I'm helping people and I know that I see people. And I know that I can help bring stories to life and help other few people feel less alone. And that to me, wow, that's fulfillment for me. That's my story. That's my fulfillment. That's what I'm here for. So I leave you with that. I celebrate with you. I thank you for being here. And I encourage you to go after whatever little nudge is in you. Go follow it. Go chase it. And show us, show yourself what's possible. I hope you have an amazing day and we'll see you again next time. Thank you for listening to this episode. I'd like to invite you to hit the follow button on this podcast so you'll be notified when the next one drops. And if you liked this episode, please leave a review as it will help others to find this message. You can also find me on Instagram and Facebook at It's Me, Christine D. Or if you'd like to connect about being a guest on the show, ask me about group or one-on-one joy and mindset coaching, learn more about the Joy Project community, or consider hiring me for your next speaking engagement, please visit itsmechristined.ca. Thank you again, and I'll see you next time.